the top five on the Rokan Show.
Five.
Let's go.
Four, 3, 2, 1.
Now, it's the top five at five on the Rokan Show with Anna Tavlantis. Sponsored by the Hip and Knee Center, where they help you feel new again.
Ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Get on with it.
All right, checking in at
number five.
No.
What?
Gayle King. Gayle King says she's not feeling great as she acknowledged the news that sexual allegations against Charlie Rose are getting worse, not better.
Gee, more.
Washington Post released a story reporting that the misconduct claims against King's old co-anchor were more numerous than previously known, and that CBS heard concerns about his conduct as long as 27 many years ago, and right. as many as 27 women have come forward to accuse him of sexual harassment.
I have a very bad case of deja vu, I have to say. Yeah. You know, I feel sick to my stomach, and I don't know what to say about this. You know, when the story first broke, I said Charlie was my friend. I still consider him a friend. I know that's probably not the politically correct thing to say at this moment, but I don't believe in abandoning friends when they're down. That said, this is very troubling, very disturbing, and you can't discount what these women are saying.
Gee, he was one of those that really surprised me when it first came out, and then to see this number of women coming out over the so many years, it's troubling, very troubling.
Here is more of Gayle King.
I know all of the men who are mentioned in the management that they're saying there, too. I have great respect for them. And this is what I know. I don't know what more we can do to Charlie Rose except a public flogging. He's gone. He's not coming back to CBS News. Nora O'Donnell, John Dickerson, and I are the new team. We are working very hard here. I know that we bring a quality broadcast surrounded by a quality team. And all we can continue to do is do the best possible job that we can.
Boy, they're trying to get past it, but it's kind of tough, isn't it? Because you wonder who knew what when, and you know, one of the people the Post interviewed said that it was accepted practice. It was the kind of thing that you just sort of knew that was the way things went, and she was groped in the hallway, she said, and flagged it to managers, but they're like, whatever, that's Charlie being Charlie kind of thing, is the way she reported it.
Groped in the hallway.
She said multiple times she mentioned it to managers about conduct with women at the network, and she said that happened.
That is a bit of a surprise too, because he doesn't seem like he moves that fast.
Yeah, like the hallways, and there's not a lot of places to run.
Right, I guess that's true. I guess that's how he had to use the hallway. That was his weapon of choice, because there was no way to get
in an open newsroom. Yeah, it doesn't work.
I got a sense you could outrun him, even though he's an old man that wears sneakers. He's still the kind of guy that, you know, you can get a. We were walking behind him at the convention. We were leaving in Cleveland, the Republican convention, mm-hmm. and we were trying to get out of our shift was over, and they wanted us out in a different perimeter. Mm-hmm. And so he was right in front of us, and you couldn't get around him because he's like moving. He's not moving that fast,
but he's kind of swaying and
right.
non-directional.
Yeah. I don't know what you do with this. There's a whole kind of. There has to be a mindset that I think, you know, perhaps it's generational, although I don't want to just lay it on a generation, but there are people who just start to feel entitled. And then, you know, maybe back in the 1950s, everybody's smoking and drinking at work. And the next thing you know, they're like, yeah, we're just going to cop a feel, and people were for it. I don't know.
You become so valuable to the organization that you get away with a little bit and you get away with a little more, and you're so valuable that you have to protect any behavior, it seems, or right. seemed.
Well,
but you have 2 out of 3 of the network morning news anchors ousted in the last 2 years, right?
That's a little strange.
People are reporters, right?
They're right.
The ones who's looking around a little bit.
Stephanopoulos gets to go, hey, wasn't me.
And his wife's getting out, Alexandra Wentworth, saying, I'd never imagine he'd do anything like that.
And so far, so good.
So far, so good for everybody there.
All right. Checking in. At
number 4.
Okay. All right. You know what? We all know what he did last night, Rudy Giuliani. We all know where he was. Mm-hmm. He was even surprising Sean Hannity. Now, Sean Hannity, I know sometimes you can tell when he's just kind of, you know, like softballing somebody.
Mm-hmm.
No, really, tell me how you feel about how great you are, Mr. President. That kind of questioning. But I think there was actually a moment where Sean Hannity was surprised. was actually shocked by what he was hearing. Whoa! What do you mean he paid? He paid. Wait, I did not know that.
Because that hadn't been reported already.
I would have changed exactly how I was defending him this entire time if I'd known that. I wouldn't have not defended him, but I would have at least, people, I need to know these things. Kind of a
Thank
moment.
Thank you, Austin.
Mm-hmm. So he then ended up on Fox and Friends. Wasn't enough damage done last night? He has to get on Fox and Friends and sit awkwardly on the couch?
Everywhere today.
When you sit at a desk, it's one thing. When you have to sit in a couch, and then you have to sit there and he's trying to hold his tie, so it doesn't fall to one side or the other. He's kind of sitting back and he looked very uncomfortable.
People were indeed surprised, which is why I think this is a tweet that's very valuable because the president indicates he understood it. He didn't know the details of this until we knew the details of it, which is a couple weeks ago. Maybe 10 days ago.
Mm-hmm.
Remember when this came up? October 2016. I was with him day in and day out then. I can't remember the details of what happened. I know 135,000, I don't want to, demean anyone, but 135,000 seems like a lot of money. It's not when you're putting $100 million into your campaign.
Did it just go up too?
Well, I think what he just said is that, I think he just tied it right to the campaign though. See, again, who needs lawyers when you have Rudy Giuliani? You need a lawyer to protect yourself from a lawyer like Rudy Giuliani.
No,
that's what they're going to be looking
at. He self-funded his campaign. So he might have put money toward the campaign of a lot of money, and then he puts money to the attorney. It's his money.
Yes, but you have to declare that as campaign money.
Not if it goes to the attorney as part of his
But if it's for
fees.
The campaign, if it's for in furtherance of the campaign.
They're saying it was the retainer. Isn't that what they're
saying? Yes, but there's an
argument.
But what Rudy Giuliani is saying here is it's for the campaign. It's a retainer for the campaign. $130,000, it's for the campaign. It's exactly what he just said. So he's stipulating to that, which is going to be an issue. Now, it's a fine. It's not a very big deal. But at least it will be it'll be a check mark of conviction here because they're going to get fined for that, for not reporting it. You can't just spend money on your campaign and not also play by the campaign finance rules, even if it's your own money.
No, but you can spend millions on a campaign and then you can also have a retainer for a personal attorney who's
right.
handling other business, and they can be separate.
They can be, but in this case, Rudy Giuliani just said that they weren't. And that's where he runs into a problem.
Something that did stand out to me, I remember when Michael Cohen was interviewed about it, and it seemed like he was saying that he was never reimbursed that $130,000, and now it sounds like the story's changing.
Well, he was definitely reimbursed. There's no doubt about it.
So why did he say he wasn't?
Maybe. First of all, if we had to defend this as not being a campaign contribution...
Doesn't sound good.
I think we could do that. This was for personal reasons.
Uh-huh.
This was the president had been hurt personally, uh-huh. not politically, personally right. so much, and the first lady mm-hmm. by some of the false allegations.
I think we can do this.
Let's hope you're the attorney. Wait, and I like how stunned he is by that. Well, what about now? He's trying to come up with an excuse for why Michael Cohen would say that. Well,
on the spot.
Yeah. Well, I could lie about it because we didn't want anybody to know that the president knew about it. That would be one answer.
Uh-huh.
But then he's like, let me change the subject here. You know what? I think we could probably defend this as not a campaign contribution, even though I just 2 minutes ago told you that it was. All right. Now here's Sarah Sanders. Taking questions today, and April Ryan. Uh oh.
She gave Sarah what's what?
Yeah, there was a what? Wait, oh what?
Did Rudy Giuliani do harm to the president today and last night in his conversations to Fox?
I don't believe so.
Why didn't he talk to the White House press office about his impacting stellar statements about what was happening?
The White House press office wouldn't coordinate with the president's outside legal team on legal strategy.
You said yourself you were blindsided.
I actually didn't use that term.
Well, I said it, but you were blindsided from what you said.
Well, with all due respect, you actually don't know much about me in terms of what I feel and what I don't.
21 years to understand how this operates.
Ooh.
God.
Hello. Thank you, Phil, for Sarah Sanders. That's clear she didn't know. Right? She didn't know about any of this. And so she's out there giving, the truth was at the time, according to what she had been told.
Right, that's what she's saying.
And it was a surprise that there was a $130,000 payment
yeah.
from the president.
Right. And I don't think she's going to be one of those press secretaries who goes, hey, you know, walks into the boss and goes, listen, you
here's
know,
how you spend
you're
it.
Keeping me in the dark and I can't be of help to you. We have to know what we have to do here. I think she's going to be just, I think she'll be happily in the dark because there's no percentage for her in knowing what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
No one's ever going to stop and say, oh my God. The White House press secretary was lying to me this whole time. I can't believe it. They know. I think everybody gets that she's giving a limited statement of the facts that she is aware of at this time. You got to give her credit. Here's where she gets credit. She gets credit for showing up every day at work and doing that job because someone's going to have to do it. And she figures it might as well be her.
Mm-hmm.
And she stands by the president, and she's been a very dutiful soldier. And we have learned one thing. Is that when you stand up and you put your own credibility or your own money or your own safety or freedom at risk, Donald Trump will always respect that and always do anything he can to protect you.
Mm-hmm.
Or not. All right. Right now, we've got Judy telling us what's coming up at the bottom of the hour news.
To the front of the line at LitFest June 9th and June 10th with a Fest Pass. Get yours before they're gone. Printers Row, litfest.org/festpass.
Top 5 at 5 continues. We've surged our way to
number 3.
Oh, this is a good one.
Tom Brady confirms he will play this year in the NFL.
Phew.
Mm-hmm.
Why
He's appearing
he?
At the Milken Institute today for the Global Conference in California.
Oh, mm-hmm. Kind of big time.
Yeah. He was detailing why he's taking a little different approach this offseason, staying away from the team's voluntary offseason program.
This brings to mind Coach Belichick and Mr. Kraft. Do you feel appreciated by them, and do they have the appropriate gratitude for what you have achieved?
I plead the fifth.
Whoa.
I think everybody in general wants to be appreciated more at work, you know, in their professional life, but there's a lot of people that are appreciate me more than, you know, way more than I ever thought, you know, was possible as part of my life. So,
so you know, take it from them?
Well, I think it's, you know, I think it's, you have different influences in your life. And I think the people that I work with are trying to get the best out of me.
What was your woe, Kevin?
Whoa, sounds like trouble in paradise.
Plans to
it's
play.
Interesting.
Does not sound pleased.
Right. I mean, wouldn't you just lie about just do the full Giuliani? Yeah, I think we can make an argument for why it is that they like me. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How about they plead the fifth?
Yeah, that's a little strange for him.
That means no, absolutely not. I do not feel appreciated by the organization.
Well, what's the issue here? Is it the dough?
Yeah, what could be the issue?
I don't know if it's the dough. I just
he does
don't.
Not make, he's not at the top of the list there.
I mean, that's just sort of Belichick's personality. That's the way he is. I really don't think he treats Brady differently than anybody else on the team.
Really?
I don't think he does. No. I mean, we saw it last year with the trouble with Brady's trainer.
Well, maybe you should run CBS News then, and the Charlie Rose thing wouldn't have ever happened.
Yeah. Yeah, remember they kicked Brady's trainer, his personal trainer, who was basically there every day in practice and around the team. They said, get out of here. You're not
I mean,
an
the
employee.
Guy who feeds him an almond every day?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
And no strawberries?
No strawberries, no fruit.
All right. Mm-hmm. Checking in at
number
poor Tom Brady.
Two.
He doesn't feel appreciated.
Only
enough.
Human has ever said that. remember the guy who was friend-zoned on Let's Make a Deal?
How long have you guys been together?
About 6 months.
That's it? It's new? Oh, it's newish.
We're friends. Just friends, but he wants it.
Can we talk about this not in front of everyone?
I'm single.
It's complicated.
I'm single, guys. I'm single.
What?
Oh, no. We're really good friends.
Oh, put him in the friend zone.
Yeah, but the question is, was this whole thing made up?
Oh.
Yes, I've been saying that since day one.
Was this whole thing just a publicity stunt? Well,
for what?
They asked Wayne Brady. I mean, ever since that Dave Chappelle bit with Wayne Brady, I'm afraid of Wayne Brady.
Aren't those game shows notorious for being filled with wannabe actors or aspiring actors?
Yeah, because everybody's in L.A. Yeah. And they stand up in line to get attention. So here's what Wayne Brady said about it.
I feel bad for him, but personally, as it was happening, I saw what was happening, and My job as the master of ceremonies is just to let things run their course. Uh-huh. So that's why I just let them play. But it's a good example in, fellas, know your social cues. Better yet, know who you're showing up to a public event with. If you're going to go on a game show and you think that you're dating, really make sure that you're dating. He kind of brought that on himself just from the viewpoint of know who you're dealing with.
Mm-hmm. It was staged.
Yeah, he was in on it. Brady.
Wayne Brady's
I saw that Chappelle sketch. I saw that.
Wayne Brady got a chunk of it? All right.
Very absolutely possible.
And finally, we're moving on. There's Wayne Brady. Mm-hmm. Everybody thinks the nicest guy in Hollywood.
Yeah,
I'm afraid of
him. Until you see that. Then you watch it and you know.
Number one.
Jimmy Kimmel. Last night, got an exclusive interview, and I'm using air quotes here, with Dr. Harold Bornstein.
Oh.
Although it really did look like Mike Myers in a fright wig.
Hello, Dr. Bornstein. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Jimbo. And may I say, in the long history of talk show hosts, you are unequivocally the most virile and vigorous one of them all.
Oh. Well, I don't know how you know that, but thank you. I appreciate that.
So, Jimmy, do you need any pills, uppers, downers, bonus stuff?
No.
Great. Sorry I missed that.
It's on the interwebs.
No,
I suggest people see it. All right, let's close it up.
The top five at five.